Welcome back to Ravens Report. Since Jim Caldwell took over as offensive coordinator in Week 15, the Ravens' offense has become more explosive, but also more consistent. Larry Rosen breaks down the X's and the O's with the Ravens' offensive coordinator on the Ravens' all-weather offense that travels to Foxborough.
Thank you, Jerry Sandusky. Time for Game Plan Offense with Jim Caldwell. And, Coach, one thing no one will ever again question is the arm strength of Joe Flacco. What does that do for a coordinator, having that bazooka on his shoulder?
Well, obviously, anytime that you have a guy that can throw the ball the way he throws it, and regardless of weather conditions, I mean, Joe's got certainly big hands, and to go along with that big arm, he's able to cut through the wind. He's able to deal with inclement weather, whether it's wet or cold or whatever it might be. But also, guys that run fast, and we have some guys on the outside that can really run fast, they can't outrun Joe's arm, and which is a great trait to have.
That truly showed up on Jacoby Jones' touchdown late in regulation. We've heard the world's analysis of that play. We'd love to hear yours popping up the coaching film. What are you seeing? What are you calling? What do you got?
Well, obviously it was a situation where it was third down and three, and we knew we still had two downs to get the first down, so we took a shot in this particular case. And it really is just four verticals down the field. It's a basic pattern for the most part, but the thing that made it a bit unusual was the fact that Joe had to buy just a little bit of time, and he had to end up stepping to his left. But he was moving to his left, and just at the tail end there, there's a rusher coming that makes him kind of fall away from this throw. Even with that, he was able to launch this thing, some 55 yards or so, to Jacoby, who sort of gave a little stutter step up there at the top of the stem and ran underneath it, obviously, once the safety sort of misjudged his play.
Now, Jacoby stutter stepped at the 45-yard line. And we're thinking, maybe he's thinking Joe's not going to get it 60 yards
downfield.
I think
so, because it wasn't intentional, obviously. I think he sort of was dying in the open area for the most part. And then he realized that Joe had stepped aside. He could see him. And once the ball was launched, he took off and certainly covered the ground necessary to make the reception.
Play that will never be forgotten in Baltimore sports history, and the kiss from Jacoby Jones. So we move forward to the New England Patriots. Clearly in Denver, they wanted to try Champ Bailey head up on Torrey Smith. You proved that that was not necessarily the greatest idea in the world. The biggest change our fans would see in the Patriots defense since we saw them last is the arrival of Aqib Talib, who's a shutdown corner that came from Tampa Bay, and they've got a lot of confidence in him. Show us, if you would, what they did to him last week against an all-pro receiver in Andre Johnson.
Yes, Talib ended up shadowing Johnson wherever he went. I'm speculating that he'll probably do the same thing against us. Now, they'll have to pick and choose who they shadow. Sometimes it's Anquan, sometimes they'll make an adjustment here and there, but obviously what he does and does extremely well, as you can see by this clip, he's quick, he's savvy. Here he recognizes the play very, very quickly and makes a break on the ball to break it up. But he is really a guy that will gamble a bit. He's got a riverboat gambler mentality, but he has talent to match. Here's another play where you'll see him. He'll shadow him. He's actually running the route for him in this particular case and makes it very, very tough for the quarterback to squeeze that ball in. So what that does for the defense is allow them to concentrate on the other receivers, the other eligibles, and maybe even double a guy because of the fact that he can handle his duties all by himself.
So if they're playing, say, a single safety high, they're more likely to rotate to the opposite side of the field, whether it's two by two, they have that much speed.
Well, I think so. And I think, obviously, Coach Belichick will adjust and morph different defensive looks and certainly do a great job in terms of preparation. So they'll use his talents to the fullest.
One thing that Coach Harbaugh said about both sides of the ball was that the Patriots are a chameleon team. What you see one week, you may not see the next. Difficult to scout. Are they as much a chameleon on defense as they are on offense?
Certainly, and maybe even more so because of the fact that they've got several different packages they can run at you, multiple fronts, different coverages, different combinations. And every single game, it seems like they have a new set of sort of rules that they put in place just for this particular team.
But so do you, right? You're growing as a group at the right time.
Yeah, we adjust accordingly depending on what we see from time to time. And, that's the real challenge. That's the real chess match that goes on. We make our adjustments. They make their adjustments. And really boils down to who executes best.
Coach Caldwell's team has put up 900-plus yards in two playoff games. Keep it up in the championship game. Back to you, Jerry Sandusky.
Still to come on Ravens Report, we'll add a little purple passion to tonight's show, throw out a couple of topics, and see where it leads on the road to the Super Bowl. And you'll meet a special guest later in the show who reminds you why orange and purple are the perfect complement in a championship season.